County Tech. And first of all, thanks for coming in this morning. You got school already in session, right?
I do. Yes, we started Wednesday, so we are back.
Well, that's a nice thing, I think, for students to get back in the routine. Mom and dad kind of get back in the routine of, you know, the other 8.5 months or so of the rest of the school year.
Yes, back to normal. Yeah. Everyone back to normal.
There you go. That means that the classes are coming in. And how's enrollment this year?
It's great. Yeah, we're excited. We have a lot of students on campus. Parking lot is full. Hallways are full, so we're excited to have them all back.
Well, the full parking lot, that says a lot right there.
It does.
You know, you may or may not have the exact numbers yet, but you can drive by and you say, hey, school's going on, the parking lot's full, it's good.
Right. The first couple of days, they kind of move around a whole bunch, so those numbers change by the hour, by the day. So yep, we'll get some final ones in soon.
Yep. Well, I don't know what the official enrollment date is, but I know it's not for a day or two yet. So.
Right.
We talked about something last time you were on, and we are upon it now. And I want to spend a little bit of time talking about this. Is a major anniversary for Tri-County Tech.
It is. It is our 50th anniversary. So back in 1967, we had our first nursing class. Our nursing program was the very first program at Tri-County Tech, and we've grown a lot since then. It's been 50 years, and we want to celebrate that. So on August 24th, we're going to have a huge celebration at Tri-County Tech in our Osage room, and everyone is invited. So you can see our Facebook invitation on Facebook, or if you would like a detailed invitation mailed to you or emailed to you, you can shoot us an email and we'll make sure to get one in your hands. And that email address is enrichinglives@tricountytech.edu, because that's what we do.
Okay, sounds good to me. Walk me through some of the things that are going to be going on. I know you, as a staff, you've kind of been celebrating for a while.
Right. We have been. We've been celebrating the 50th for quite a while, and we'll celebrate all year. But this event will have an unveiling, so we'll have a special little statue that is set up. Our new area, the outside courtyard, we're very proud of that, and so that's why we want to utilize that space. And we'll just celebrate, have some hors d'oeuvres, some drinks, and just mingle. We want to see some alumni and some previous educators that will be there as well. And so we want to welcome them back and show them the progress that we've made and show them how we keep on growing and keep educating everyone.
Any particular milestones that along the way that Superintendent Fields or somebody has kind of marked as major achievements for Tri-County Tech over the years?
Well, he may talk about that, so you want to drop in. But Mr. Fields will be speaking, and he will give us a nice presentation about what the last 50 years have held for Tri-County Tech.
That's been, I'm sure, a good 50 years. And just like the education community in general, things have changed a lot in what you teach and how you teach over 50 years.
Yes, quite a bit. So we want to see that and how we've progressed.
Last night at a education forum, several education leaders from Washington County Schools, and I'm sure in the other communities you serve, it's the same thing. They find that they are hiring more teachers with emergency certification. And Tri-County Tech kind of has a hand in some of the things for teacher prep along the way.
We do, and we're actually really excited to launch a brand new program this year, our teacher prep program. So we want to make sure that we're helping to close that gap and that teacher shortage that we have in Oklahoma. So we've created this program, and it started Wednesday, and so we're very excited. You can still get into it. So if you have some high school students that would like to be a teacher, so they want to go ahead and get that first step in and get that teacher prep program, or even adults. So we offer it to high school students, high school juniors and seniors, or adults. And that's just a one-year program, so you can take it either year, and you'll learn basically how to be a teacher, everything you need in the classroom. There's also an 8-week shadow component, so they'll go to a local school and actually get to be in that classroom as an intern for a teacher. So we're very excited about that. And then at the end, they'll sit for their para-pro exam. So what that does is that actually allows them, once they passed and earned it, to get in the classroom and work as a paraprofessional right away.
Which, again, they're working under the supervision of a certified teacher.
Yes.
But it gets them all kinds of, I think, experience experience along the way. And just like along the way where we've talked about it in the past, through some of the medical fields, you start off as a CNA or some other level and kind of progress yourself up. And many people that are now RNs or PAs have started, you know, at that level. So
exactly. So we want to make sure that our students, once they graduate, they get to work, but also that they're trained well. And so we are kind of sending out some trained professionals and to make sure they know what they're doing and they're qualified.
Sounds like a great deal. So this is something that you get, and I like the kind of, it's a one-year program, like you said, whether that was commented last night at the Peak Forum again, that there just are not as many students graduating with a goal of being a teacher, and so this kind of gives them a little bit of taste of what a career in education can be.
Right, and it definitely keeps it in the forefront of their mind. Maybe they just haven't thought about being a teacher before, and now they realize, oh, I can come here and kind of get a taste for this and see if education is where I want to be. So they get to do that before they jump all the way in.
Yeah, and that's nice too. I think, you know, as we, something that has been progressed along the way in the educational community from whenever somebody graduated, there are more hands-on experiences, more internships, more, depending on the career we're talking about, hands-on experiences where you haven't sat through 4 years of primarily academic time, and then you get out in the career that you've studied and got a degree for and find out, this is not what I want at all. You know.
Exactly.
So it's a great deal as well. Something we have talked about, and I'm sure the programs continue at Tri-County Tech also, is the whole list of fast track and flex program for classes.
Yes. Our flex and fast track programs are designed so students can actually continue working and continue their education at the same time. They don't interrupt each other. So what we have is most of the schedules look like a couple evenings a week, about 6 to 9, and maybe a couple Saturdays throughout the whole semester. And that way they can still, you know, collect their resources, go to work, and make that money that they need to make. They don't have to take time off of their life to go and continue their education and better themselves. So we're excited about those flex and fast track programs. One of which, our flex, we have some exciting new programs that
Great.
Are coming along. So just like we talked about earlier, a lot of professions, they start as something and progress later on. They kind of move up. There's different levels. So our paramedic is just like that. So our EMTs, can, once they're qualified, once they
start at like an EMT basic level and then progress on to,
right, so our EMTs, they can provide basic life-saving procedures in an emergency situation. Mm-hmm. Paramedics have kind of they've become EMTs and then they've progressed even more, and they can
administer medications in certain situations.
Right.
You
know. Right, a lot of things that they can do, can administer critical care. They can also create surgical airways and mechanical ventilation. So that's important, and we need that in this area for emergency situations. So we have developed a paramedic program that will allow students to graduate from that program and go on and work as a paramedic, which is the next level up from an EMT.
Mm-hmm. And it's a progression which gives people who are interested in that medical career more qualifications, more responsibility, and better living and better paycheck too. So
right.
It kind of works out all the way around.
Yeah, we actually start that class September 25th, so it's coming up pretty quick. That's where our anatomy and physiology will start. So they have to take that first. If they've taken that in the last few years with a C or better, they can replace that. But it does start the AMP, the anatomy, physiology. The first step starts on September 25th, and then the rest of the program will progress from there.
Okay, sounds like a great deal and opportunity for people to pick up some better skills, again, through the Flex and Fast Track program. We'll continue talking about some of the programs at Tri-County Tech in just a bit, but in this reminder that our community connection this morning with Cheyenne, brought to you by First Baptist Church and also by Tallgrass Motors.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning with Cheyenne talking about what's going on at Tri-County Tech. The semester has started, but probably you can still pick up some, be a day or two late into the class and still get everything you need to go if you need to enroll in some of those classes.
You sure can. You can contact us and we'll get you all set up. There's still time to get in on those programs and you won't miss a whole lot right now.
That's right. You've got a great education community and teachers that can, take you along the way and say, here's what you missed out. Read chapter 1 and 2, and we'll administer the test that we did yesterday, and all of a sudden you're caught up.
Yeah. Yep, they will get you all caught up and get you on the right track. So,
something that is, I believe, part of your Flex program that is either not, maybe, is it new? Is something on basic electronics technician? Is that a new course?
It is. So we used to have AMET, is what we called it. It's Automated Manufacturing and Engineering Technology. Mm-hmm. So we have redesigned that program and we've split it into two different options. So you can go into the basic electronics technician or into the measurement and maintenance technician. So those are two separate paths. They kind of start out in the same. They start out with the basic class, the intro to technology class, and that basic math class to make sure they're all caught up. So, mm-hmm. And that starts soon. It starts this month. And so we want to make sure we get these students in there and so they can get out in about a year and then get to work. So that is a very exciting program. We're pumped for. It was created in partnership with the Bartlesville Development Authority and many different companies around here to make sure that they have trained employees that are already ready to get straight to work.
I remember it was several years. I'm trying to count back how many. Anyway, when the AMET program really picked up, they mentioned that this was results of surveys through mm-hmm. the BDA that talking with employer A, employer B, employer C, what skills do you need? What do you need somebody that can walk in day one, be able to qualify and do?
Exactly. And so it's the same thing. We've just made it a little bit better, just tweaked it a bit and separated the paths so they get specific training for exactly what they need to do.
Sounds like a great deal. And looking over the course description that you brought me, which I will not go through on the air, but sounds like you really have got it out there and covered the basics pretty well on that. We talked also on the paramedic, which is the other relatively new pickup, and I think it's something that you're really looking at your clientele, at the students, what needs do they have, and also talking about the people who are going to hire those people.
So. Exactly. We want to make sure that we're training students for jobs that are out there and that we're filling those jobs for companies that are in need.
Okay. How does somebody get hooked up on that? Enrollment procedures, you mentioned some of those are starting up pretty quickly with mm-hmm. the paramedic, right?
Yes, so you can just call our direct line, 918-331-3333, our favorite phone number.
Yep.
Or you can go ahead and call Lauren if you're ready to get started and enroll right away. And you can reach her at 918-331-3291. She'll help walk you through that entire process. And then she'll help you out with financial aid. She'll send you to Lacey, and Lacey can be reached at 918-331-3261. So remember, we have that foundation that provides our students with the resources they need, because we never want to turn away a student because of finances. So we want to make sure that everyone gets the education that they need. And so we do have our foundation that provides our financial aid instead of going through the whole government process and huge application, weird selection process.
It's been more than a decade since I had to play with FAFSA forms, and I'm glad it's at least that far back. And I'm sure the process has only gotten worse and more intrusive, and we need more papers and more documents, and you forgot to sign here. So
We don't do any of that.
Yeah.
Directly through our foundation, and it's just an easy process and all internal.
That's nice. And the nice thing, yeah, you said it right there. It's all handled internally. You know, I'm not sure I want to use the one-stop shop because there may be a second visit. But basically, it's all handled right there on Tri-County Tech campus. You don't have
it
to
is.
Fill out an online form or anything like that.
No way. And we'll walk you right through the entire process, make sure everything is completed and ready for your start date.
Yep. Saw that Facebook post that Lindell Fields continues with his Maxwell updates.
He is. So we had our last leadership buzz yesterday.
Okay.
That was that program that was just several weeks long, kind of spaced out throughout the summer, but he continues with his weekly Thursday Lindell Fields leadership. And so continue to follow him. We have a couple more in this segment right here that he has, but he will continue with another one after that. So you can just go on to Facebook, Lindell Fields Leadership, and you can find all of his videos that he's previously made there, so you can catch up and get the rest of the knowledge in the next coming weeks, and then you can start again with us in the next session.
Okay, sounds like a great deal. And by the way, just, you know, following along, whether you're a enrolled person or not, or simply just following it up, it's nice. There's some excellent information there.
It is, and it's free.
Yeah.
So you can get it. It's great information for your personal life, for your work life, for that balance. And we love John Maxwell, and Lindell is a trained coach and speaker for Littlefield, so or for John Maxwell.
Yeah,
is for Littlefield as well.
Yeah, say, yeah, for both. But that kind of goes into the other half of what Tri-County Tech does. You're there to educate people for the workforce, mm-hmm. but a whole list of just community involvement, community education courses, things that make us lifelong learners.
Right. So we want to make sure that you get any type of education that you need. So if that's just continued education for your specific career or just community ed, you want to make sure that you have a hobby list that you're completing. So we can take care of that. That's what I call our community ed classes, the hobby classes, because that's what it fulfills. And we're excited about those. We've started them up. Well, they go year round, but we've started this next session.
There's kind of a brochure that starts a list of things that will be starting maybe in August or September or October, mm-hmm. or I'm trying to think of how many times it comes out, whether it goes to November or not. But
We do have monthly mailers
yeah,
now, so
yeah.
we're excited about that. And so make sure you check your mailbox for those, and if not, go ahead and shoot us an email, get on that Facebook, and let us know you didn't get one, and we'll send you one and make sure you have that list of classes that we're really excited about.
Okay, what's coming up? Anything special? I imagine you've got something on calligraphy and,
yes.
I don't know, fitness, that kind of thing, right?
Yes, we have a fitness sampler, too. So if you're not quite sure what you want to take, you don't want to commit to that full class yet, we have a fitness sampler that we've started, and that has a lot of success because people do like to just see a little bit. I just want to make sure I like that first. And so we do have that in our fitness center. In culinary, we have a West Indian cuisine coming up, so that will be delicious. We always have our couples cooking, mm-hmm. which we love because you come in and you cook. It can be any couple, any two people. So you can bring a friend or you can bring your spouse. It's a nice date night because you don't have to clean up. You come in, the ingredients are ready, you cook, and then you eat. And then that's it. We'll clean up for you. So that's great. We also have some basic digital photography, some Pinterest parties, Bushcraft 101, which is really fun because you get to learn how to survive in the wilderness without actually having to survive.
Okay, just a real quick mention of what's going on in the Osage Market. We don't have a lot of time. As a matter of fact, I'm down to about 20 seconds, so I'm just going to say you got specials out there. And what
cheap
are they?
Specials.
$5.50? Yeah.
Yeah.
$5.50. It's great. Mm-hmm. Go out and have yourself a good time.
Open to the public.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds great. That's our Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Community Connection, of course, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by First Baptist Church. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network at 1400 K1.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. Just 2 days after...